Today we have a very special guest joining us from Caboolture U3A. Desley Matthews, OAM, is the founder of Caboolture U3A and has dedicated years of service to the organisation, currently serving as both committee member and tutor team leader. Good morning, Desley.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Desley, tell us, for the uninitiated, what is a U3A tutor?
A U3A tutor is a person who has life experience, a skill base, a knowledge base, a hobby or an interest, but most importantly, that they're willing to share with others. Yeah. And we also think about, rather than tutor and classes, facilitators and groups.
Okay.
Because not every group is a class. And not every group has a teacher. Often it's a mutual sharing of knowledge.
Of knowledge, okay.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. And now the tutor program at Caboolture U3A is pretty extensive, I believe.
It is. We have about 38 tutors at the moment, running 44 classes across a wide variety of subjects.
Yeah. Do you want to rattle a couple of those off for me?
Well, we have arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. We have 7 art classes. We have exercise, so we have line dancing. We have yoga. We have table tennis. But we also have chair yoga and chair line dancing.
Okay.
So if you're someone like me, who has got to the stage where the knees have given out and actually line dancing for a time is no longer an option, we can do almost the same thing sitting down.
There you go.
Okay. And we have music and we have tarot and astrology and neuro art and... Oh, I could go on forever.
Yes, I know there's lots of things. And just incidentally, because I'm wanting to know, Mahjong?
We do have Mahjong.
Yeah,
we do have Mahjong and at least four different types of card games.
Yeah.
Canasta, Bolivia, 500. Yes.
How good is that? Now, I think you're recruiting some more tutors, is that right?
We are recruiting tutors at the moment.
Okay.
Tutors are the heart of our organisation. Without tutors or facilitators, we would not have an organisation.
No, no.
And our membership is growing. We're over 800 now.
Oh, wow.
People are coming to us looking for interests, activities, being involved.
Yes, which is a good thing.
Yes, and keeping the mind ticking over as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
And to continue to expand our program and also replace tutors because some of our tutors have now been with us for 15 years,
wow.
Non-stop.
Yeah.
And we all have our time to retire and just be the person in the class rather than the tutor.
Okay.
So we do have retiring tutors.
Mm-hmm.
We need people to step in and help us to expand and continue our program.
I'm just thinking, with the tutors, Desley, what makes a good tutor?
A sense of humour.
Yeah, that would help.
A sense of humour.
Yeah.
A willingness to take on board that other people might think the same way as you do. But because we're all of a mature age, it's not like a teacher teaching children.
No.
We have mutual respect. We all have our life experience and what we're doing is just coming together to share it.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds lovely. And what could a tutor expect if they say, yeah, let's have a go at this at U3A? What could they expect, Desley?
Well, first thing, I would talk to them.
Mm.
We would meet, have a sit down, talk out how this class might work, what resources the tutor might want or need, where they would like to do their class. They may not live right in Caboolture.
Okay.
Perhaps there's a hall that's close to them,
mm-hmm.
And they could do their tutoring close at home. So we talk through all the possibilities,
mm-hmm.
and then once we have something together,
mm-hmm.
We will advertise it, put it in our program. And then we have ongoing support for our tutors. We pay for the venues. We cover them with insurance.
Good.
We have at least two contact people that they have on hand at all times should they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, we have meetings a couple of times a year where the tutors all come together and share what's going well and sharing their problems, and we can keep them up to date with what's happening in the organisation.
Mm-hmm.
And we give them a little present at the end of the year.
Oh, how nice is that? And Desley, a little bit of gratitude goes a long, long way, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does.
Yeah.
We like to keep telling our tutors how important they are.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because we are so scattered, we only have one classroom of our own. So the majority of our classes are scattered across different halls.
Well, that's interesting to know, because I thought it all happened at U3A, that you had to come there.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, that's
no.
Good.
No, we're not quite at that stage yet. Council have promised us something is coming.
Oh, lovely.
But it's a few years off yet.
Yeah.
Bribie, Pine Rivers, Redcliffe all have their own premises.
Okay.
But we're not there yet.
Okay.
So we're spending about $20,000 a year on rent.
Yep.
Which
could be going toward
which could be
things.
Going towards supporting more classes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Desley, as the tutor team leader, what does your ongoing support for tutors look a little bit like day to day?
Well, as I said before, initially it's meeting the tutors.
Yes.
I would be there on the first day of their class to make sure that everything's in place,
mm-hmm.
and everything runs smoothly for
mm-hmm.
them. And then they know that I'm just on the end of the
phone.
The phone.
Okay.
And I'm just there.
You're there. You've been around forever. And Desley, what about a couple of little personal stories and highlights? I'm sure you've got plenty, but if you could give us one or two, it'd be lovely.
Well, I suppose from my own point of view, I began in U3A 15 years ago as the line dance tutor.
Okay.
Of course, my knees have given out.
Yeah. We're into chair now, but that's good.
Exactly. Yeah. But now, because I have a little group of ladies that come together once a week, I can still do my line dancing. And that's another bonus for tutors, because we get to do what we love doing. Whether it's speaking German or whether it's crocheting a doily or whether it's running up and down a table tennis table,
yeah.
We all get to do what we
what
love
you enjoy.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
How good is that?
Yes.
How good is that? Now, right now, there's a little bit of a call to action. Okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty about this, hey?
Okay, we need you. I know there are so many people in our community with so much life experience. We need you to come along and help us, because U3A is a really great organisation. It was put together for the benefit of senior members
yeah.
of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And to age healthy, it is so important to do something new. Every morning you need to get up and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a really great program of things for you to do.
You have mentioned some of those, so yes, there is plenty there.
So we need people in our community. It is a little bit of a, you do have to give up some time. Let's mm-hmm. be sensible about
Absolutely.
It. You do have to give up some time. There are mornings when I'd rather stay in bed than go and line dance in a chair.
Yes.
But you have a commitment, but it's a small commitment.
Mm.
And you get so much out of it.
And volunteering, and really that's what it is. But honest to God, you get twice as much out of it as you put in, Desley, don't you?
Indeed you do. And it's the just, people you meet.
Yes.
You expand your circle of friends. Mm. We have so many people now who come along to a class and then they'll go off and have morning tea. Yeah. And people who had been sitting in their homes really lonely for a long time suddenly have friends and a purpose.
Lovely, lovely.
And you can make that happen for people by coming along and helping us to put a little group together around your particular interests.
Yes. Well, do you have to have been a school teacher or a leader of some description, Desley?
Good heavens, no.
No, it's more life experience.
It's life experience.
Yes, and passion.
And passion. Yes.
Okay.
And the only thing you need is a willingness.
Yes.
To give it a go.
Okay.
And we're there to support you all the way.
Lovely. Now, somebody's listening to this podcast right now, Desley, and they're wanting to know, well, how do I get in touch with Caboolture U3A?
Well, we have a website, we have a phone number.
Yeah.
Could I?
Please do both.
Okay.
Yeah?
Our website is www.caboolture3a.org.au. Send us a little message. We'll be back to you within 24 hours.
Good.
Or phone into our office on 0481 757 660.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Desley, just on a side there, tutoring can count towards up to 15 hours of volunteer work if a person requires Centrelink.
That's right. We are registered with Centrelink.
Wow. How good is that? Okay. Desley Matthews, I've known you for many years, and whenever we contact each other, I know you're out there working for this wonderful community that we live in. And can I say thank you for continuing as you do? It's wonderful to see this happening, and there you are. You're working with Caboolture U3A still, and well done you. Love it.
Well, this is my community, and it has been good to me.
Yeah.
Since 1947.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I have received so much from this community that the little bit that I give back is really not much.
I don't think it's a little bit you give back, but it's wonderful that you do. And look, I think we'll leave that as a bit of a wrap with all things tutor today. Desley, you've reminded us that you don't need to have a teaching degree or formal qualifications, just a willingness to share what you love. Caboolture U3A is growing and it needs wonderful people just like you to make it all happen. Thank you so much, Desley Matthews, OAM, for your time, your passion and everything you do in our community. You can catch this podcast about U3A at U3A Caboolture, right here on 101.5fm.com.au. Thank you, Desley.
And thank you, Rosemary.